This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The federal civil government spends almost $500 million on PBS each year, PBS being the state-controlled education station. Mitt Romney was once chastised for suggesting in a presidential debate that he wanted to eliminate federal civil government dollars going to PBS. Humanists hated that because their church is the civil government and they, unlike Christians, are true to their own worldview. But I want to explore for a moment, once again, the idea of killing the animated Bert and Ernie just so the real Bert and Ernie can be saved. Humanists are always saying, let's do it for the kids. They want you to play the lottery for the kids. They want you to buy their bonds for the kids. They want you to pay more taxes for the kids. They want centralized medicine for the kids. They want animated Bert and Ernie for the kids. If humanists really are in the business of doing things for the kids, wouldn't it be the case that they do not want all of those things above? Wouldn't it be the case that PBS could go away for the kids, for the actual physical kids? If humanists really are in the business of doing things for the kids, wouldn't it be the case that PBS could go away so that $500 million could be spent on saving actual physical children from abortion? Thereafter, Democrats can no longer say, well, abortion is justified in some cases because otherwise a child would be born into an impoverished family. Well, many millions of people in the U.S. are impoverished precisely because the civil government has their money. One way to save Bert and Ernie, the actual physical children potentially named Bert and Ernie, is to kill the animated Bert and Ernie and all the unnecessary garbage humanists force on us every day. You'll never hear this in a civil government school. You'll never hear this from the pulpit. I'm Kevin R. Novak promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.